Welcome to the Freight Waves 3PL Summit. I'm Thomas Watson, trucking expert here at Freight Waves. Super excited to be having a conversation with Walter Mitch Mitchell, CEO of Ty Software. Going to be talking about the future of freight brokerage software. It's a big topic. I know you're going to be hearing a lot about digitalization, AI, and automation, but, you know, why not ask the folks who are working on it? And Walter, pleasure to have you on to be talking about this. Tell us a little bit about yourself first and a little bit of what Ty Software is.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Appreciate taking the time to have me on the show. So I'm with Ty Software. I've been working in TMS for a long time now, close to 20 years, always focused on the broker. So I've got a lot of experience working on building technology products to help brokers do their job better. And like I said, a lot of that's been through TMS, and Ty Software's been doing it for a good amount of time now. So we've got a pretty mature product. That, again, is all focused on helping freight brokers do their job better.
And I think starting off at in the beginning, so to speak, getting in a freight brokerage, depending upon your size, it can be very manual and labor intensive. I still remember having to manually input stuff from PDFs and emails. You know, for folks who are trying to get caught up on what's the current, what's the background, current terrain right now of the marketplace, tell us a little bit about what folks are currently using and some of these labor-intensive systems.
Yeah, so, you know, when we take a look back at what TMSs have gone through, especially when we're looking at freight brokers, what we see is early on, it was good enough just to have a TMS, right? Having any kind of technology was better than running papers and moving papers through in-and-out boxes and so forth. But we still kind of have that legacy behind us, and we still have that legacy that lives on in freight brokerages. And today, as technology has evolved, we're kind of in the second phase of the TMS, whereas the first phase was just having a TMS was great. But now we're in this second phase where we need a TMS that really helps our operations team and our accounting operations team do their job really well. And that's the step that we're moving into. And we see that with things like the digital load matching systems. We see that with the tracking systems that are available and all the tools that are coming around to help freight brokers do their job well. But then to your point, the question that you brought up is, what are they doing manually? And the answer is almost everything still, right? We're spending a lot of time creating shipments in our TMS. We're spending a lot of time doing track and trace. We're spending a lot of time doing check calls to our carriers. We're spending a lot of time managing the shipment process. And there's a huge opportunity to evolve from the TMSs that require all that to be manual and are kind of record keeping systems to the TMSs that are putting our operations people in the center of the story.
That kind of reminds me of becoming a digital versus a non-digital brokerage. I want to get your thoughts on this. It feels like the first phase was always reactive, recording, looking backwards. But now with digitalization and automation, I guess the goal is to actually finally be proactive, maybe get to look up instead of when you're trying to run, so you don't avoid, you know, hit any trees, so to speak. Talk about some of the things that this digitalization is doing and tell us some of what you've seen in the past few years as this is starting to mature.
Yeah, I love the way you put that, Thomas, because it is about looking up and giving our team the ability to step away from the data entry components, step away from the menial tasks a little bit and focus on running their block of business, focus on building good relationships with carriers, focus on building good relationships with our customers. Am I buying this freight right? Am I doing my job well? Not, am I doing my job? And so I think we can see this in places where we expect integrations to happen more often, like if we're load posting, you know, connecting to DAT and Truckstop from inside the TMS. So the TMS has full visibility to it, bringing in components like Highway or MyCarrier packets to help us vet our new carriers that we're working with and make sure that we're not bringing up any fraud issues and that we're preventing fraud before we even contact a carrier. These are things that we can do today that really weren't as prevalent 3 or 4 years ago and become more and more important for our freight brokers so that they can do all of this stuff right from where they're sitting, right from inside their TMS, not necessarily having 17 tabs open for different tools we need this information all aggregated together and displayed to us in context for what we're doing. And we can even see it like with the sonar product, right? Like if we're looking for a shipment, we should be able to post to a load board, see what the sonar rates are, post out to green screen. We should be able to see past carriers we've worked with, integrate to parade, all of these things from one spot, like a battle station.
That's what reminds me, like one of my biggest challenges when I was an account executive and even a carrier rep was that I had to have 17 tabs open. And this was back in like 2019. And then you spend this time pulling up the load board, looking at the rate, confirming it, eyeballing it, guessing it, looking back, maybe a very rudimentary, somebody finally logged their data. So let's talk about for tasks that are wasting time and energy, low hanging fruit. What are some of the biggest things for these brokerages as they're coming out of the Stone Age into the Space Age? Is there something that they're seeing the biggest gains in? What are some of the biggest noticeable improvements? Because it can feel like there's a lot in these modern systems.
Yeah, you know, I think you got to break off each piece separately. And it's about, like, if we take the account executive or the operations person and their normal day of where they're sitting in front of a load and they're trying to book that load and they're trying to make something happen with it, I think that's a great opportunity to start chipping away at the extra work. Like, okay, so how do I bring trucker tools right in to the area of my life where I'm trying to book an order? How do I bring that track and trace in when I'm trying to make check calls? You know, bringing each one of those components in and working on them in small steps is probably the best way to start tackling it. Because it can be a little overwhelming, right? We've got so many things we can do, but let's chip off and take one piece at a time. And then it'll allow us to get these wins. And it allows us, you know, as the phrase goes, like how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Like let's take those bites and improve our productivity a little bit at a time. Because it's too overwhelming to implement everything all at once.
I think it brings a great point with the talk of AI. You know, a lot of tech companies, including freight tech companies, we want to leverage this, but AI also in context, there's a lot of things AI needs to do for it to want to do its thing. You know, it's almost like you have to get the table prepared before you can just have people over for dinner. When we're looking at things AI can do really well now and then things that we're working on to let it do better for some of these features for brokers, if I'm looking at it right now, what are some of the things that I know that I can trust AI to really give me the info I need? And then what are some things I need to keep an eye out, you know, keep my finger in the wind and see, okay, when is this kind of where it may be helping me replace having all this extra reps, having to do all this extra work, having a team of reps instead of consolidating and freeing up time?
Yeah, I think we're moving into a really nice phase with the AI and the availability of AI tools. And what I mean by that is that it's maturing a little bit more. Like last year and the year before, it was really more of the excitement around, oh my goodness, AI, generative AI is changing the world. And it will, but it'll do it incrementally, right? And so what we're seeing today and what we're doing at TIE is we're taking AI and adding it to the workflows, just like what we've done with the sonar product, where we've taken the sonar product and integrated it in context to the world around what the freight broker is doing every single day. So a couple places that AI is really great is email. Email is a huge opportunity to bring information in from your email, help you process it, help you attach it to the shipments, help you give context to an email while it's in flow, and then outgoing emails just to improve them, help you generate them a little quicker. And the goal here is just to reduce the friction for the freight broker, reduce the friction for your account executive, and make it a little bit easier for them to do their job. And so these are great places where AI just supplements your normal workflow. AI is making that workflow a little bit easier.
I think that's fascinating because one of the biggest issues I ran into, that the cool stuff with AI is the order creation, being able to scan PDF files, email files for certain key phrases, and then actually create an order. When I had a reps under me, it could take us 3 to 4 minutes before from the time I received a rate confirmation and manually plugging it in and then someone else reviewing it because you would still miss things, that human error. Looking ahead, 2024, a lot of stuff. It's early in the game right now. What are some of the things that you're really excited about in terms of directionally? Are there features across the horizon or something that brokers may need to be aware of that's going to become the bleeding edge?
Yeah, I think right now, the bleeding edge with AI is around email integration, especially for the freight brokers. And that email integration includes things like pulling in documents, as you were mentioning, and creating shipments from them, attaching emails to shipments so that you're providing that full context around what you're doing as a freight broker. I think that's what we're going to see the most movement on in 24, as well as helping automate things like check calls and so forth, where we're seeing, I saw a really cool tool that makes a robotic call to a carrier for a check call. And it was done with a natural voice rather than, you know, being that computer generated voice. And I think those kinds of things are pretty cool and right on the edge of something that's nice to have. And having that little touch, sure, we could do it before, but being able to do it with the human approach and making it seem a little more human, I think is really helpful.
And kind of looking into challenges and overcoming obstacles, change management is difficult. Brokerages almost feels like as you grow as a brokerage, you start, having growing pains. You need to start looking at developing the TMS. You have one or buying one. When we're looking at things like integrating legacy systems and overcoming these moats, are there going to be additional challenges as, even having your own TMS system, trying to help somebody else from other systems and getting them to talk to each other? Because I feel like we talk about APIs, like I can go out and connect to other platforms. But one challenge with some SaaS products is sometimes they moat it on purpose. They change their data. They format it a certain way. So if you want to change, they're going to make you have to pull a few teeth along the way.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's a really important thing to be thinking about when you're looking at your legacy systems, whether you're looking at your on-premise system, or even if you're looking to acquire a new cloud-based system, is how open is it? How open is that environment? And I think a good modern system is built around flexibility, is built around that open connectivity. And we see that model being really successful with a tool like Salesforce. Salesforce kind of pioneered that in the SaaS space, and we can step in line there and follow that same model on the logistics industry and for our TMSs, whereas Salesforce is a very open platform. It allows you to put components into it. It allows you to customize. So what it's done is it's changed the paradigm from should I build my own CRM to that conversation sounds crazy. I'm just going to buy Salesforce and build on top of it. I'm going to buy Salesforce and find all these components that are out in the world and plug them in. I think that's a model we can learn from in the TMS space, in the freight broker spaces. Maybe we shouldn't be building a TMS from scratch. We should buy a product that does a pretty good job for us, that has that open architecture, and then modify it as we need to, customize it to meet our specific business needs. And what that does is it eliminates this whole challenge of having to build the core components of a TMS and building out all these things that just provide some context around your day. It allows you to build what adds value to your day and maintain what adds value. And that's a much more cost-effective way to attack this whole problem of how do I get out there? How do I make my system really help me?
Well, if folks want to learn more about TieSoft or get in touch and get a part of this revolution here, what's the best way to find that?
Yeah, so you can definitely find us on LinkedIn, but you can also find us at tie-software.com. And we're a TMS for freight brokers, and we'd be happy to talk more about how our TMS can help break down some of those walls, can help empower your team to be better at what they're doing.
Thank you so much, Walt. Walter Mitchell, CEO of Tie Software. Amazing stuff. Check them out. That's it for this Fireside Chat. Don't worry, though, folks. A lot more great content coming up.